tips, advice, hacks, navigating the crazy world of parenting. It's The Feed with Kevin Begley, Star 99.9.
All right, December has begun. It's Thursday in The Feed, and everyone's getting their holiday shopping done, trying to get everything, all the different gifts for different people. And every Thursday, we talk to our friend Callie, But First Coffee Blog. You can find her on Instagram and YouTube. And she just put up her ultimate gift guide for kids. And some of the practical gift ideas I love, because when it comes to buying for, especially with me, like my nieces and nephews and even my own kids, you don't want a million toys. So there's some great ideas that you have, Callie.
Yeah, I feel like this is like the Christmas that we're really feeling like, you know, you buy presents and the grandparents buy presents. Maybe you have aunts and uncles buying presents. You kind of end up with almost too many toys. And I think every parent like knows that overwhelming feeling of there just being too much. So I really tried to focus on some practical ideas that I think that kids will love, but parents will appreciate too. So my first one is, I think an often overlooked category is bath toys. I think a lot of times we think about regular toys, but I feel like most parents are always looking for like a new good bath toy to use. It's like something else that we're trying to use to keep them entertained in the tub. I feel like the shelf life bath toys are not always like super long. So there's a lot of really good ones out there. One of my favorites is something called Glow Pals. These are little like boxes that essentially once they hit water, they light up. And my kids at every age have loved these.
That's fun.
Yeah, they're so fun. Another one that I love gifting, like sometimes I'll just give it to a friend if I like know their kid is sick or whatever, but it's so great, is reusable sticker books. You can find these in all different varieties, shapes, sizes. They have ones where you're like making pizzas, where you're putting animals on the farm or whatever. I love keeping these personally, like in my diaper bag, in the car, because you're just saving yourself a little bit of sanity. Maybe if you're at a restaurant, you're on a road trip, and kids love them at all different ages. You can get them for all different themes. And again, you're giving something that the kid's really going to like, but you're also giving something that the parent is going to appreciate.
Yeah, and it's not as messy as the markers or, you know, coloring crayons can get a little crazy sometimes. And I know
you'll feel okay using it, you know, in a restaurant or whatever, or letting them be solo in the car seat with it.
My daughter Grace is currently going through a sticker phase right now. She loves the stickers, so that's perfect.
Yeah, it's like my not even 2-year-old loves them. My 4-year-old loves them. So they really are. They're great for all ages. And then my last one is, clothing is always good because it's certainly very practical. But I always say sometimes just regular clothing, steer away from it, just because certain parents may be particular about, you know, the clothes that they want their kids to wear. But I think pajamas and like maybe winter gear, if you're gifting to somebody who lives cold in a colder like climate, can be really great. Kids, I don't know what it is about kids, but they love pajamas. That's way more exciting than getting like a sweater or a pair of pants. And the parent is probably like less particular about what's on it. And every parent is going to appreciate an extra pair of mittens, because we all know they're going to lose some of the mittens, or an extra pair of hat to send to school or a daycare or whatever. So those are the two in the clothing department I think kids would be excited to get and parents would be appreciative of.
Totally. That's so true about the pajamas, too. I mean, they love the pajamas. It's great.
Yeah, what is it? I don't know. It's like the same thing. My son never wants to change out of his pajamas.
Right. Especially this time of year. It's so cozy.
I guess I don't blame him.
All right, Callie, But First Coffee Blog. You can follow her on Instagram and YouTube for more great ideas like this with our ultimate gift guide, and also all our other content, too. Thanks so much, Callie.
Thanks, guys.